If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, in the fan hotline, on which is our Stanley Cup champion, Jay Caulfield. That's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob and I are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Right now, the general is here. Everybody's here. We're having a wonderful time. A woman by the name of Jackie came up and said, please give this to City Limits, and it's a box of rocks.
The rock box.
Yes. Based on Limits telling us a couple weeks ago that when he was a kid, he didn't play in a sandbox at home. They had a rock box. And so, Bob, here's a box with a bunch of pebbles in it.
Pebbles. So that's the key. When you hear box of rocks, you anticipate they're big rocks that you would actually hurt somebody with, but that's not what Austin's played in.
Tell her I said thank you very kindly from me.
He says thank you very kindly, Jackie, and we'll bring those in for Limits tomorrow.
All in a very nice wrapped box, too.
I know. That was the special part of it. It's really the kickoff of our Feed the Need Radiothon next week, and we have a bunch of items you can bid on. 412-920-9444. 920-9444. Skeens cards. Clemente booklet card with pieces of used bat. TJ Watt autographed jersey. Penguins signed stick. Mario coffee. Recce Stevens. And an O'Neill Cruz autographed ball. So we're at $600 for the Skeens cards. $650 for the Clemente and other cards, $200 for the TJ Watt autographed jersey, $300 for the Penguins team signed stick, and we're up to $100 now for O'Neill Cruz autographed ball. So let's bring on Jay Caulfield. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jay, we're told by General Patton here that there's 21 million cards in here. I asked him 2 minutes ago, hey, Jay Caulfield's coming on. Can you find a card of him? He came out with the Jay Caulfield card, six copies of this card, in which you're looking very dapper on the front and the back. This is incredible.
Mint condition, too, Jay.
Mint condition. Well, I tell the general, thank you. That's very nice. I'm not sure which. Is it a pro set?
Yes, pro set.
There's one at Boston Garden. Look like Boston Garden. Is it a black jersey?
Black jersey. It is Boston Garden. Yep.
That's right.
You know it.
Yeah, that's Boston Garden. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's
how about
awesome.
That?
That's
you can just
nice
ask him.
I'm glad he has that.
Jay says thank you.
I mean, this is incredible, Jay. It says Jay entered the NHL in 85 when the New York Rangers signed him as a free agent. They traded him to Minnesota, but the Penguins claimed him in October of 1988 in the waiver draft. What do you remember about that, Jay? And what do you remember about the dislocated finger that caused you to miss 18 games the next year?
Well, it was they had the waiver draft back then. They don't have that anymore. So there was a number of, I believe the Penguins did not make the playoffs the year before. And I was in Minnesota, and we were, my wife was with me, Alicia was with me, and, you know, at the end of training camp, because we were going to find, they were telling us to go find a place. We just had to get through the waiver draft, and next thing I know, I get a phone call from Tony Esposito and the Penguins, and instead of finding a place in Minnesota, we flew to, or I flew out to Pittsburgh, and Alicia drove out a couple days later with all our stuff. And that then meeting, that's when everybody practiced in Mount Lebanon. So my first practice was there,
that.
And that's when I first met, Kevin Stevens was my, is my roommate. I get into, it was Green Street Marriott, I believe we stayed at, and I'm there earlier, and Kevin and the guys were out, and when Kevin finally came in, I had to get to the rink at like 8 o'clock in the morning, but Kevin, I think we talked all night. It was like I've known him my whole life, and truly, from that moment on, honestly, we've been just great friends ever since, and he's that likable, that nice of a guy, and a great teammate, but Kevin Stevens is the one part that I will always remember when I first came to Pittsburgh as my roommate.
Now, did you dislocate the finger trying to punch Ron after an interview, or how did that happen?
No, that happened in I broke my hand against Edmonton. It was against Kelly Buckberger, and I think we both. All I remember is we both threw we're kind of throwing a punch at the same time, and I caught. You know, when there's movement, right? There's head movement. I caught the corner. Like the corner of his eye and his helmet. He wore that old Wimwell helmet that was really tight to his face. And I caught that corner. That's what I remember. That's what drove my, you know, the knuckle back through into the hand. That's what the dislocation was. So I do remember that. I had surgery right away and that kind of thing. So I was out for a little bit and then got back.
All right. So I have to ask you. Kelly Buckberger, I remember him. He was a future Penguin. He was one of those guys who can bring it.
Yeah, he came here.
Of all the fights you've been in, who was the hardest guy to fight? Who was somebody who gave you problems? And if you had to be in today's game and you see a guy like Matt Remke coming at you, what would you do?
Yeah.
Would you just take him on because you're about to see
him? Could you beat him?
Well, first of all, I'll give you a number of players for me. Dave Brown in Philadelphia, and he was 6 foot. Six and he was a lefty. He was a southpaw. I had a number because I've been in the Patrick Division Eastern Conference, so I've played against him a lot. But I would say Dave Brown. I put Craig Berube in the top, and I certainly Bob Probert and Joey Kosher and Kosher ended up in New York. So I'm giving you my top four, not just one. I'm giving you the ones that I felt, you know, they were as tough as. Probably ever played the game. I think if you look back, and Ty Domi was after me, so I've known Ty, so I didn't play or have any fights with him, but I fought Joey Kosher with Bob Probert, Dave Brown, and Craig Berube would be the ones I would mention. And Rempe, I think he's just doing he's in there, he's really big boy and doing his thing. So I think the guys, the best fighters in the game today, Bob, I'm going to say that Olivier that comes into town on Friday night, I'm going to say Olivier Delorier, and I always thought Ryan Reeves did his thing all the time, right? So, but Delorier and Olivier are, in my opinion, the two best fighters in the game, and then Rempe because he's just a big body and, you know, and working on his fighting all the time. So, but they're all they made the game interesting. But Delorier and Olivier are the best, and Olivier's got 16 goals, so he's not only he's not only a fighter, but he's he does everything for Columbus. He's it'd have been a nice pickup if they could have got him here a number of years ago. He's one of the best, in my opinion.
Another guy who was originally looked at as just a fighter has turned into a 30-goal scorer. That would be Tom Wilson. His game has really evolved. He doesn't fight as much as he used to, but he's still capable. And, man, that guy's well-rounded now. He's a goal scorer, a guy who can feed you, and he also can back you up with any kind of fisticuffs.
Yeah, Bob, I'm leaving him because of how he plays the game, but certainly Tom Wilson, just like how Rick Tockett made himself he was a fighter scrapper but played the game and grew into what he did, Tom Wilson is somebody that falls right into that. He's in that same category and has a great fighter, too. Yep, he just does what he needs to do and now is able to just play the game. I mean, what a great thing to be able to – he does it all. And Olivier is the same player, but – they're the great fighters. That's a great one to mention. I'm sorry I misstepped by not mentioning him.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's okay, Jay. Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield on the Fan Hotline. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's 12:21, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Also, I want to mention that the Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action. For our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield on the line, brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, what the heck happened last night in the third period?
Yeah, Joe, that was a tough one, Bob. I mean, they had a long road ahead of them, but they were on this great little run. And if they kept it going last night and then win Friday night against Columbus, because these teams are all stumbling, the only one that's not is Montreal. So Montreal at the time last night was losing 3-2. The Penguins are up 2-0. Everybody else lost. The Rangers lost. You know, you're looking at just kind of climbing the ladder. Even though other teams had games in hand, they're not playing great hockey. So I think when it came out and then that got away from them, that was disappointing. And even though, again, it was a long stretch, but it was a possibility. And I think the team felt that, and I think they played it. But, you know, you start making, you know, I don't know what it was. I know Mike Sullivan was unhappy about it. He talked about maybe guys taking shortcuts and not above the attack of the opposition and not doing what the little things that you have to do to win the game. And it bit them last night. I mean, the score right off the bat, I will always say the last minute of a period, the first minute of a period are important. Obviously, some of the most important shifts in the game and after a goal, right? But at the end of a period, the beginning of a period, and to have Palmieri score right off the bat and have a little bad luck go against Jari there, that was a tough way to get it going. Then it was breakdown after breakdown. And then they get the opportunity and they win the game. So you got to hand it to the Islanders because they came out, they were trailing, and they came in and they outproduced and out, you know, attempted the Pens all night long. And even though I will say the Pens were good through two periods, it just totally got away from them. And I do believe it's not final, but that's a big dagger right there, Joe. That's a tough one to take.
It really is. And the one thing, even in the four-game win streak, Jay, I've seen that the Penguins have not had the better shot totals, and at times the opposition is in their zone a bit more. So even the four wins were a little bit shaky from that point of view. So why is that happening? You mentioned mistakes, and it seems like the mistakes are coming from the guys who should not make mistakes. They're the veteran guys on that blue line who get a little too careless.
Yeah, so I agree with that, Bob, because I mentioned last night, what's the difference in this game versus the other games? Just Tristan Jarry couldn't come up with the great save. That doesn't mean he played. I'm just saying, through the other games, to your point, I find it hard to believe he wasn't a star in three of the four games of that winning streak. Mm-hmm. Right? He was the reason why, a major reason why they get the 2 points. But last night, he was stellar through 40 minutes, and they just got to him a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean he had a – I'm not saying he had a bad game. I'm just saying he came up with them in the previous four, and last night they got by him. And that's – they had great looks. They were grade-A chances. That's, I mean, that's tough on a goaltender, and that leads to your point, Bob. Yeah, they were out of shot, out attempted, a number of things, but they got themselves on a run and were feeling pretty good about their game. And that's what happens when you have – when you've got great goaltending or your goaltending is playing really well, you're in all these games. If your goaltending goes sideways, you don't have a chance. You don't in this league, no matter what. I mean, and all of a sudden, a great goaltender can cover up for the mistakes that's happening in front of him. And last night, he needed the Penguins to pick him up when they had that power play late in the game, just to get on the board and tie it up. But it didn't happen. So I felt like Tristan Jarry literally was a star of the three of the four games before last night. He was really good through 40 minutes, and then the last 20, they just couldn't. I said the one off the post off his back and in, and then you see the one with they lose coverage in front, and then the half breakaway by Engvall for the winner. They're tough chances. Not much he can do, but you get off a streak when you can't come up with those, and the team just kind of gave it up. There was no pushback in that final 20. The Islanders had all of it.
Jay, we appreciate the time today. Doran Dickerson and Pat Bostic are taking on Bob and I in a golf match, I believe, at Neville Wood coming up, and you and Mario can
very
play
nice.
The winner.
It's like March Madness of golf.
Hey, very nice. Listen, you guys, I want to hear a good report, boys. I want to hear a really good report, all right?
Play How are well. You hitting them today?
Well, I was with Rob King today, so I was 82 and Rob was 80.
Yeah, Rob can play. And I know he hits the ball.
Yeah. But we played this other little game, Joe. It's something, Bob, you might really like it. We do it. I do it with all, like Mario, we all do this stuff. But if we play fairways, greens, putts, and saves. So you total them up. And if it's one against one, it's just you against me against Rob. But if you're foursome, it would be you and Bob against your enemies, right, who you're going against. So you total up total fairways throughout your 18 holes for you and Bob. Total greens and regulation that you hit, do total amount of putts, the total through the whole day. And then saves are if you get up and down for a par or, you know, chip in for – if you're not on a regulation and you get up and down for par or better, that's a point. So – and you can play it for a dollar. You can play it for 10 bucks a category or whatever number you guys want. I know you're a big spender and big better, Joe. So you can make that any number. But I think it's something that keeps you – in tune the whole game, the whole time. You're never out of it. You have to stay with it. It's a good game for you to play, Joe.
Bob, are you willing to play that game?
I think that's a good game. Yeah, it keeps you in all aspects of your game are tested there, so you have to keep track of it all. Yeah.
Now, do you and Rob King give each other putts, or do you have to hit it in?
No. We know the range. The guys that I'm with, everybody knows the range that we give putts for. You know, we do that like all good sportsmanship. Everybody's good about it. Everybody knows the range that's good for us.
That's good to do right off the bat when you know it, so no one's questioning whether or not you're giving a putt that's outside of that friendship area, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
No, we don't. You're welcome, boys. Enjoy it. Play well.
You too.
All right, Jay. Take care of yourself.
Hit them straight, but not often. Isn't that what they say, Bob?
Sort of, yes. Oh, I wanted to tell Jay, if you're still listening, check out my tweet about Joe because it's very accurate.
That's a great tweet.
I see you like this.
You can check it out as well. It's a man who's in 19 different contraptions that train you for golf, right?
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, that's the first thing I thought of you.
You can start thinking too much in that game, Bob. Coming up, the big boy, Mark Cabali. What is happening here? It looks like the Vikings are out on Rodgers. So is Rodgers in on the Steelers, the Giants, retirement? Wait a while, try to come back. Let's hear the big boy's thoughts. Bob and I are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. The General and his dad are running the show here today, along with the General's wife, Christine. Happy birthday, Christine, from Bob and I and everybody else, right,
Bob? Happy birthday, Christine, yes.
We're kicking off the Feed the Need Radiothon for next week. We have a bunch of auction items that you can call and bid on up until about 1:30. 412-920-9444.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.